happen.
It is the 11th annual Tales of the Cocktail. Come on down and join us. We're going all the way until Sunday. Of course, we'll be broadcasting live from here at the Carousel Bar in the historic Hotel Monteleone for the next 2 days. Your opportunity to kind of get a feel for the sights and sounds of what's going on here in New Orleans as Tales of the Cocktail 2013 rolls on. As always, Mr. Cocktail, Paul Tuneman, my sidekick. It's become a tradition on this program and something I truly look forward to each and every year.
It's a pleasure, Naughty. I appreciate it. And, I'll tell you, you never know what you're going to discover, Tales. And this year, we found a gentleman roaming the halls, as we often do, Steve Gubb from Gubba Rum. Steve, welcome to the show. How are you, man?
Well, how are you today?
Good.
Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, thanks for coming, and we had to have you on. Asher and I are big fans of the rum category.
Absolutely.
Between the two of us, we've
had a couple bottles here or there.
Yeah, absolutely. And so I knew this would be a treat for Eric.
Well, I came here to make your day, I hope.
Well, I tell you what, you're well on your way. Tell us, first of all, a little bit about Gubba Rum.
Well, Gubba Rum was conceived about a year and a half ago in a nightmare I had, and because you're going to be crazy to do this. My wife and I were vacationing in the Caribbean. The short story is we wanted to import a product that we had down there. It was served to us after dinner. It's an after-dinner rum liqueur, and it's terrific. But the FDA in the United States probably would have frowned upon it for a number of reasons, and it was expensive. So we decided to make our own rum, and God help us since then. It's been quite a ride, a few bumps in the road, but a lot of fun. And fortunately for me, we came across Christian and Kim Naslund of Dancing Pines Distillery in Loveland, Colorado. And they were really willing to work with us and have gone way beyond the extra mile for us in helping us to develop the rum and the flavor we want, and we're thrilled with it.
And if you would, tell us a little bit about what sets Gubba Rum apart from some of the other rums that are out on shelves today.
I'd be happy to. This, first of all, our product is organic. It really is artisanal, handcrafted, mm-hmm. And a lot of love has gone into it. It's a premium taste at a very competitive price. We call this, we consider this to be a step up brand that will make it as a well rum in any bar in America. Mm-hmm. It's got a flavor that we think can't be beat. And most of all, I say to people all the time, you're not going to cook with bad wine. Why would you make a cocktail with maybe a lesser distilled spirit? You're
Amen
not
to
do
that.
It.
True.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that the way to improve cocktail culture in bars and restaurants all over the place is to serve a better cocktail and a better drink. And that's what we're trying to do.
We're going to have a little taste
This is the gold.
The gold.
The gold.
Tell us a little bit about the gold.
The gold is as I said, organic, mm-hmm. made with pure sugarcane juice and organic vanilla.
Yummy. This is good.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm glad you like it. And it is a very, very smooth drink.
You don't need to mix this with anything,
no.
Paul.
No.
I mean, really, you don't.
I'm looking at that. That's a bottle of trouble right
Amen
there.
Amen to that one.
Yes, it is.
I'm screaming hallelujah.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, it is a bottle of trouble, and it's pretty good.
Oh,
it's,
man.
I feel that, you have a young lady sitting at a bar, 10 o'clock at night, and maybe she's drinking a rum cocktail that she doesn't quite like, but she's going to nurse it for 2 hours. Mm-hmm. And my hope is that she doesn't nurse that drink for 2 hours, but she'll order a second.
Right.
So that a bar or a restaurant, they're going to double the revenue for that bar stool, and it's going to be a lot more attractive.
What's the difference between the gold and the silver in terms of we're going to taste the flavor profile, but as far as the rum itself?
The gold, as I said, has a hint of vanilla.
Right.
Great for Cuba Libre.
Right.
Straight, over ice. Mm-hmm. The silver has a hint of coconut. Pina colada, mojito, straight, over ice, dynamite.
Really, really good stuff. And
Thank you.
It is distilled where? Where you?
Dancing Pines is in Loveland, Colorado.
Okay.
They infuse the rum with real coconut, real vanilla. We're not using extracts. It sits.
You can taste it.
Yeah, you bet.
You really can. I could taste the vanilla notes in the gold, and I could taste the coconut notes in the silver.
Great, and I hope it's not meant to be overpowering.
No, not at all.
But just enough to give that little hint. And as I said, these flavors, each flavor, each rum, it really is geared to a particular type of drink. I don't think you want to make a mojito or a pina colada. I mean, a pina colada you could certainly do, I guess. With you don't want to make but a mojito, you want to use the coconut. It's that kind of flavor that you're aiming for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, it's both very pleasant.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you got in, and is this what you do, or is this something that you got into as kind of a labor of love?
Well, it's got to be a labor of love, because you got to be either need serious mental health help to do this. It's a labor of love. I've been in real estate for many years. I sold insurance. I sold automobiles for a bit. And as I said, a couple years ago, we got this brilliant idea to get into this business. And again, we wanted to import something. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
You know, again, the folks at Dancing Pines were godsends to us. And really made this all possible. They were fantastic, but this was really sort of turned into a mission, right. And it's still a mission.
Yes.
You know, I just want to. I have an idea, and I just want to see it through. Yeah. That's all.
Well, I find it amazing, because again, this is not what you do, but yet you came up with this idea. You came up with this flavor profile, and I want to tell you right now, it's an excellent rum. I mean, it really is an excellent rum. How does one get involved in this? I mean, you're laying by the pool, and all of a sudden you say, "Wait a minute, I need to come up with my own type of rum."
Two weeks after we got back from the Caribbean, I said, "Hey, you know, why don't we do this?" And then again, we went through a process, and I got licensed, and I got an import license, and this license, and that license. And again, we went through what you have to go through. Analysis of a product. Can you do it? What are the taxes? What are the freight costs? Well, that's not going to work. Wait a minute. This guy can help us. And so it's a long process. We went through naming issues. We went through bottling questions, label questions, government approval questions. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's here we are 2 years later, and we're finally getting started. It's not easy. It's a long haul. But, you know, I'm not, honest to God, and you may not believe it, I'm not much of a drinker.
Okay.
About 10 years ago, I developed a taste for Canadian whiskey, real fine stuff.
Yes.
Crown Royal, they have a special reserve, mm-hmm. very smooth. Balvenie Scotch, I love.
Yes.
They have a Scotch 15-year-old that they age in rum mm-hmm. casks. Delicious. Very smooth. My deal is I don't care for the burn. I don't care for harshness.
Yes.
And I think I think half the market, mm-hmm. the ladies' market, doesn't care for it either.
Yeah.
I think they like a nice cocktail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, with Stephen is like a lot of the folks that we have on the show, half crazy. You know, it is you've got to have a passion for what you're doing mm-hmm. to get in this business, because it is so competitive. And you know, the bureaucracy, as Steve can probably attest to, is just so overwhelming.
Right.
To get out there, and then you know, now you got a rum, you got it in a bottle. Well, then you got to figure out how to distribute it, and then you got to navigate the bureaucracy of 50 states and a number of territories just
well,
to get
not,
it out.
Not
here.
Only that, you've got to come up with a flavor that is different than the others on the market that will, you know, at least give you a foothold where somebody's going to say, well, there's a reason why I'm going to reach in and grab a Gubba rum rather than some of the other rums that are on the market. And I think it's fascinating that, you know, you sat back and decided this is what I want to do, and then came up with that special flavor that you have in both the gold and the silver, and now have put that in production, and we're sitting here today.
Yeah, and I think the vindication for me has been over time, over the last 6 months, 9 months, as we have done informal blind taste tests. We've never lost, and we've gone against lower-priced rums, higher-priced rums, real premium stuff. We have not lost, and you know, our retail price is going to be $19.90 for a 750 milliliter bottle.
Not bad.
Wholesale substantially less, of course. And you know, we think we're in that right in that spot, that niche, where we get to be that step-up brand mm-hmm. that everybody's going to fall in love with. It.
Right.
And Stephen, you could find this in New Orleans?
No, not yet. Unfortunately, not yet. We're going to be rolling out in Massachusetts and Colorado in about a week, 10 days, maybe 2 weeks.
Okay.
We're going to get the final little I's dotted and T's crossed. And massive.
So this isn't even on the market.
Right.
No, it'll be on the market in about a week, 10 days.
Wow. I tell you, this is what that's what I love about Tails.
I'm telling you.
I swear. I really do. First of all, you get to meet the personalities behind a particular spirit. And when you talk about the entrepreneurship of somebody going to saying, you know what, I'm going to do something like this, and then we get to taste it before it really it hits the
I'm
open market.
You. Well, and what a place to launch a product.
Oh, come on. Well, tell us a little about that.
Well, you know, I was here last year looking around and trying to get a lay of the land because I had never done anything like this before. And once we got, you can't come here if you don't have a product. And it took, as I said, now I have a product and I could come here and I wanted to do, I was able to get a snack stand Saturday at noon in the Monteleone lobby. I invite everybody to who's listening or whatever I'm allowed to do.
Yeah,
come on
sure.
down, try the rum. I know you're going to like it. We've got a couple of signature cocktails that have been specially designed to bring out the flavors of the rum. We're going to be serving those. And Keith at the Monteleone has designed a white chocolate bread pudding for us with a special rum sauce using our gold rum. It's going to be fantastic. Mm. And everything is fat-free and sugar-free, and you won't gain an ounce having any of it. We want you to come down. We want you to come visit us.
He said that with his fingers crossed.
I'm telling you.
He really
come
did.
On down, say hello. Yeah. I'd love to meet you.
Your experience so far, Tails?
Oh, I think Tails is the greatest. I mean, the people are nice. They are the nicest you're going to ever meet. Paul and Ann are the most gracious people. They are gracious hosts. They are understanding because, again, I'm nobody. I'm a little guy. There's nobody smaller than me, I promise you. And they have given me every courtesy in the world. They've been patient with me, my lateness and this and that, and God bless them. I can't do it. Like I said, I'm nobody. I can't do it alone. And I'm lucky I can do the snack stand.
Right.
I had some help with that. So what can you say? It's the best. There's nothing better.
Stephen Grubb, I tell you what, man, you got yourself a heck of a product here.
Thank you.
You really do.
And
again, best of luck to you.
Thank you.
As you move forward with
it. Thanks for stopping by, Stephen.
I'll tell you right now, this is really, really good.
I'm telling you.
Man, I'll tell you that. As soon as it ends, any timeline on when we'll see this in New Orleans stores?
Honest to God, if the folks in New Orleans will go to their favorite liquor store mm-hmm. and say, hey, Kai, this is new product, Gubba Rum. It's distilled in Colorado. Mm-hmm. It's the owners in Massachusetts. How can you get it? When will I be able to get it in New Orleans? And have them ask their stores for it. They can talk to the distributors. We'd love to be in New Orleans.
Beautiful. How about a website? Is there a website?
GubbaRum.com. Come say hello, and we'll keep you as you can sign up. We'll keep you informed on our latest news. And let you know what's going on.
Well, Steve, congratulations.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for being with us today here on Tales of the Cocktail.
Thank you for inviting me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Yeah, there you go. Sounds good. We got about just a couple minutes before we wrap up this first hour. This is what I love. I tell you what, this is what I love about Tales because you got an entrepreneur who comes in. He gets the lay of the land last year. He's got a brand new product, which is absolutely outstanding.
Yeah.
And then we get a chance to be able to be one of the first to taste it and to kind of describe that to our audience out there so that ultimately when they're thinking about making that next cocktail, they're going to reach and they're going to say, you know what, I heard about that on Inside New Orleans. Let's go for it.
Yeah, well, you know what, and the other nice thing about Tails, Asher, is the fact that, you know, you can have, you know, the big guys like William Grant.
Sure.
You know, they'll come and bring a new product. Like Rake of Vodka.
Right.
And, you know, they obviously, you know, they have, you know, they're a global force all the way down to, you know, Stephen.
Yes.
Who went on vacation and came back.
And came back with an idea.
Got silly.
Yeah. I tell you what, it is a great rum. I could see sitting back on my balcony with a cool breeze flowing.
There you
with
go.
Just sipping on a little Gubba. Gold or a Gubba
Silver.
It's
got to be like October, though,
yeah.
The cool breeze.
Yeah, well, no, come on. I got a fan, big giant fan that can blow. There you go. We take a break. You're listening to Inside New Orleans. Man, we are so happy to be at the 11th annual Tales of the Cocktail. We are live at the Carousel Bar. Of course, our program brought to you by our good friends at William Grant Distillers. Again, the distillers of fine spirits. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll continue our conversation. But we invite the entire city to come on down and join us here at Tales of the Cocktail. We'll be rolling all the way until Sunday. You're listening to Inside New Orleans.